This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
More rain today. Taking a live look across the Bay Area, you can see that it's still wet, gloomy out there, and more rain is on its way. Meanwhile, up at Squaw Valley in the mountains, about an inch of snow fell overnight, and it's still coming down. Let's get over to our chief meteorologist, Paul Deanna, who's tracking the conditions. Paul?
And those conditions for rainfall to continue for the next several hours, and then we're talking about rainfall continuing even more so coming up tomorrow.
Here's a look at the current radar on KPIX 5, high def Doppler. Rain continuing this evening, but tapering off. It is tomorrow. That is the main event. We'll talk about the hot spots right now. Brentwood, Antioch getting some rainfall, as is San Ramon. Central Valley just getting poured on right now. That's what we had a couple hours ago. Fairfield, Vacaville, St. Helena, and Napa getting some showers. 3-hour time lapse. Yeah, it's a pretty active day. This low pressure area track closer to us. And what it's doing, it's saturating the ground, making the flood threat for tomorrow's even heavier rain that much higher. Scattered showers overnight tonight and tomorrow morning. Watch what happens around 3 o'clock. The heavy rain begins in the North Bay. Watch what happens around 7 or 8 tomorrow night. That is a very strong front with very heavy rainfall and rather strong wind. A flash flood watch is in effect for the entire Bay Area for Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. The saturated ground and heavy rain will increase the flooding threat, especially on our roads and highways. Look at the mountains. Winter storm warning. This is between 5,000 and 7,000 feet, up to 3 feet of new snow. Now, what happens above 7,000 feet? It is a blizzard warning, and 60 to 84 inches of new snow is likely by Friday with very strong winds. So a blizzard warning is in effect for Tahoe. Current conditions outside right now, it's rainy and in the low 50s. Overnight tonight, we're talking about lows hovering right around the temperatures we are right now. And tomorrow, a very stormy afternoon and evening with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. More on this big storm moving in coming up at 5. For now, that's your Picks Now forecast.
All right, Paul, thank you. Police in Vacaville continue to investigate what caused a man to stab two people and then set a house on fire. Officials say 37-year-old Nathaniel Holland stabbed his girlfriend, and when their teenage daughter intervened, he stabbed her as well. Holland then doused their home with gasoline and set it on fire. Three other children were inside, including a 4-year-old girl who was burned before they escaped. A neighbor who didn't want her face shown on camera witnessed the whole ordeal.
I seen a couple people run across, and then I heard a loud boom. I get out of my car, and there's children running from the house screaming. I approach the house, and the house is on fire, and the kids are saying, "He stabbed my mom in the neck. He stabbed my mom in the neck."
Holland escaped, but was found 4 hours later, less than 2 miles away. But when police tried to detain him, they say he stabbed a canine officer. A Fairfield police officer shot Holland, and he died at the hospital overnight. The woman and the teenager who were stabbed, as well as the 4-year-old who was burned, are all expected to survive. The canine officer is being treated at a veterinary hospital and is also expected to survive.
San Francisco police are on the hunt for this man. He is accused of brutally attacking an elderly woman a week ago. He's described as black, in his 30s, about 5'6" inches tall, with a skinny build. Last Tuesday at about 6:45 in the morning, 88-year-old woman was found severely beaten at a park on the 1000 block of Visitation Avenue. Police believe that the suspect attacked the woman in the park and then broke into her home across the street, then fled the area. The woman remains hospitalized. Her injuries are life-threatening. Anyone with information on the suspect urged to call San Francisco police. There's currently a $10,000 reward for the arrest in this case.
The longest government shutdown in U.S. history has now dragged into its 25th day, and there is still no end in sight. President Trump says he won't budge on his demand to build a wall along the southern border. But Democrats are urging the president to reopen the government before they negotiate on the wall.
Let's reopen government so we can have a mature discussion about border security without holding 800,000 federal workers hostage.
The gridlock in Washington is causing gridlock at the nation's airports. Yesterday, there was a 137% increase in sick calls among TSA agents compared to a year ago. The agency had to fly in officers to cover shifts in Houston and Atlanta. Right now, they are all working without pay. Meanwhile, the IRS is now recalling 46,000 workers. That's nearly 60% of its workforce. They will all be forced to work without pay in order to handle tax refunds. Here in the Bay Area, several counties are taking the unusual step of issuing food stamps a month early. This includes San Francisco, Santa Clara, and Contra Costa counties. People in those counties will be able to receive their February CalFresh cards as early as today.
First day of confirmation hearings for President Trump's nominee for Attorney General has wrapped up for the day. William Barr answered tough questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee, especially about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Barr reassured the committee that his loyalty is to the Constitution.
Do you trust him to be fair to the president and the country as a whole?
Yes.
When his report comes to you, will you share it with us as much as possible?
Consistent with the regulations and the law, yes.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt against anybody?
I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt. Did not address.
Well, tomorrow, a second panel of witnesses will be testifying before the committee regarding Barr's nomination. If Barr passes a vote by the committee, he will face a full Senate vote in the coming weeks.
A crushing defeat for Brexit today. British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's latest plan to split the UK from the European Union. Britain is scheduled to leave the EU at the end of March. It's unlikely the deal can be substantially revised before that deadline.
Well, Gillette's latest social media campaign is going viral today, and it isn't about shaving or razors. Instead, the company, best known for its products for men, is tackling male behavior.
Bullying. The Me Too movement against sexual
harassment.
Toxic
masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow?
Well, the video addresses several issues, including sexual harassment and the Me Too movement. It has created both praise and backlash on social media, some calling for a boycott or mancot of Gillette's products. In 48 hours, the ad has been watched more than 6.5 million times on YouTube.
Well, the girl on fire will soon be the master or mistress of ceremonies. Singer-songwriter Alicia Keys will host music's biggest night, the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. The announcement came in this morning. Keys will be the first woman in 14 years to host the awards. She herself is a 15-time Grammy Award winner. The red carpet will roll out in Los Angeles on February 10th, and you can view the star-studded night on KPIX 5.
I'm Dennis O'Donnell, and here's the latest to Bay Area sports. The Sharks are the hottest team in the NHL. They have yet to lose in 2019 and will go for their seventh straight win tonight against the Penguins.
Done.
That is the exclusive dorsal fin digest. It's back. San Jose has won 15 of 20 since being blown out in Ottawa on December 1st, prompting a rare team meeting with general manager Doug Wilson. The duo of Brent Burns and Erik Karlsson has been on a tear. Karlsson has 25 assists and is a plus 17 in the last 20 games. Sounds like I'm boiling eggs or something. He was minus 9 in the first 2 months. Sharks radio announcer Dan Rusinowski told me it was only a matter of time for the 5-time All-Star.
You know, when you first get traded, especially if you're a star player, you know, you have certain routines you have. You know what way to get to the rink. You know where the store is. You know all those other things going on in your life. Plus, you know all the guys on your team and what they can do. And Erik had to adjust to all of that. And we knew it would take a little while. But, boy, he's been lights out.
Slick dresser, man. Slick dresser.
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching him walking. Love watching him walk into the ring.
Yeah, between him and Evander Kane and Brent Burns.
Yeah, it's a little competition. How about you?
Well,
you look good today.
Not a chance. I'm just a conservative guy.
Val Kilmer. Think Val Kilmer when you think of Karlsson.
Huckleberry.
Yeah, that great line from Tombstone, right?
That's right.
Excellent movie knowledge. Over 1 million people expected to visit Atlanta during Super Bowl week. But which two teams will be joining them? The Atlanta mayor made it clear who she'd prefer to see or not to see.
Are there any two teams you would like to see come down here?
You know,
I'm just anybody other than the Saints. I know there's going to be a bounty on my head for saying that, but if it can't be the Falcons, then hey, as long as it's not the Saints, then I'm happy.
Their rivals, of course. President Trump's decision to serve the Clemson football team fast food during their visit to the White House has received mixed reviews. Former 49er wideout Torrey Smith tweeted, quote, Clemson went all the way to D.C. for something that's supposed to be honorable just to get served fast food. I wonder how many of the people on my timeline served cold fast food at their wedding since it's so accommodating and classy. Steph Curry's wife, Aisha, owns a restaurant in San Francisco, said she will gladly feed the Clemson Tigers any day. A real feast, no 10-cent dipping sauces on silver platters. Had a plate of the top five. At number five, Utah's Joe Ingles hits the three late in the fourth, has a message for a Piston fan that was heckling him courtside. The Jazz have won six of the last seven. At number four, Tony Parker's return to San Antonio. His Hornets teammates forced him to check back into the game at the end for one final standing ovation. Parker signed with Charlotte over the summer after 16 years with the Spurs. At number three, Syracuse knocked off top-ranked Duke in overtime despite 35 points from freshman sensation Zion Williamson, who earned high praise from Jim Boeheim.
He's a physical specimen. He's like Charles Barkley was, except he shoots better than Charles did. And he's not as fat. I hope Charles will come back. He'll have something for me there.
I'm tuning into TNT. At number two, Golden Knights fan sees himself on the scoreboard, drops to one knee to pop the question, and look at the Shark fan jump in and ruin the moment. Not good optics. And at number one, high school standout Fran Belibi, who will attend Stanford next fall, threw the dunk down last month. She was at it again this weekend. Now, Tara Vanderveer may want to add the alley-oop to the playbook next season. That's big stuff. In fact, it is the first known alley-oop in high school girls basketball history. Her team, Regis Jesuit, is just outside of Denver. They beat their opponents by an average of about 50 points.
Wow.
And she's Stanford bound.
Good for her.
Wow, good for Stanford.
Yeah.
Getting back to the wannabe proposal there, you can't leave us hanging. What happened?
Did she say yes?
The guy was blocking it with a shark.
That was
spanner.
Not good.
That's it?
That
we don't know?
No, in defense
poor
of,
form.
No, in defense of the Sharks fan, I don't think he was cognizant of a proposal taking place. He's looking up on the Jumbotron
right.
and knowing where the camera is, and he just signed
Can we make a special
call
down to the Golden Knights and find out?